Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Black, I got that text.
Just wondering what you
react. I don't care at all. I care about the Colorado Buffalo. I do love me some Shedeur Sanders. Don't believe that. I care about him. The rest of that mess, I don't.
Colorado head coach Deion Sanders talking about the Joe Flacco trade to the Cincinnati Bengals. Shedeur Sanders, now quarterback number two in Cleveland. Because they only have two quarterbacks, it's fine. But he did get a promotion
it's
there.
It's fine.
He did get a promotion.
He got a promotion, but also, why didn't Deion answer it like that the first time?
Be good.
That's a really diplomatic answer, honestly.
Yeah, it's one of his better ones.
It's one of his better ones.
In terms of the Shedeur stuff.
Yes.
I mean, that's my biggest issue is, and they're 2-4 this year. It's not like Colorado's doing anything, but they did lose the Heisman Trophy winner and a very good college quarterback. And this is true for, I think, a lot of people. His blind spot is his kids. I think that's very true for a lot of people. I almost just want him and Shedeur to not be asked any more questions. I just want to move on from it. Like, the Flacco thing is interesting for the Bengals. Like, we talked with Mike Rose, and he mentioned, like, if he can stabilize it, are the Bengals going to be kind of interesting?
I'm terrified for Joe Flacco right now.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's behind one of the worst offensive lines in the sport, and he's 41 and can't move.
Non-mobile 41-year-old statuesque quarterback, even when he was in his prime, is going behind that offensive line. What did Flacco do to upset Cleveland brass? Because, hey.
I think it's not even that. I think it's just we got anything for him.
Hey,
fantastic.
Joe, thanks for your service. We're going to tee off on you with Myles Garrett in a couple months' time. Hope you're okay with that.
Hope you're cool with
that. That's so cruel. Joe Flacco does also have an opportunity to do the funniest thing ever, though.
Well, yeah.
Beat Green Bay twice.
Oh, that'd be fun. Oh, that'd be really fun.
Be the funniest thing ever.
I'd like that. I will say, though, this more feels like the Bengals had to make a move. An ownership group that doesn't typically do stuff like this, what have you, they did this, I think, in part. They can't keep convincing their fans they're actually trying to go win with Jake Browning throwing 2 to 3 interceptions every game. They really couldn't live with that anymore.
The way he played himself out of that job is, I would want to say the word incredible.
So much goodwill for that part of a season he had to play and played well.
Kept them alive, actually, in a playoff race where Burrow gets hurt later in the season, actually.
But every game except for one, he has thrown 2 or more interceptions this year. The one he didn't is a 28-3 loss to Denver in which
he looks just bad all around.
He looks just bad all around, and he takes 3 sacks.
And yet at the same time, it also does have to do with that offensive line. Mm-hmm. It is abhorrent.
It's a bad group. They are very top-heavy in all of their talent.
Burrow gets injured in the pocket. Browning, I will say part of it is he's being flustered by constantly having to deal with pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
To a point where he plays himself out of a job. And your answer is that Flacco's going to take care of this? Who's been playing poorly with Cleveland already? Man can't find Jerry Jeudy to save him.
Don't even bring that up.
I'm bringing it up.
I mean, I am loaded with receivers on fantasy. And Jeudy was the one I was like, guys, you might be a sneaky one. They can't get him the ball. I mean, they can't get anyone the ball. Even Isaiah Bond looks interesting for them.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get him the ball. We'll see with Gabriel, though, as he progresses in his
rookie
year.
Passing offense looked pretty good against a good Vikings defense with Dylan Gabriel, and that's saying a lot about what Flacco was doing this year.
Yeah.
You make a trade for that? You know what, Cleveland, good for you for getting a draft pick swap back.
That's
on
what I'm
this.
Saying. I don't even think it's anything to do with Flacco. I think it was one of the – we say it all the time about Kyrie Elam. The fact that they got anything for him, congratulations. I think Cleveland's probably thinking the same thing of, we got something for him? Fantastic.
We got something for a 41-year-old quarterback. That's how bad Jake Browning has been.
Time to book our tickets to Vegas. We're lucky right now. I mean, that's where they're at. Jake Browning, though, I think that really was the Bengals looking at themselves going, we can't keep selling this to the fans. This kind of we can't keep selling.
But also reportedly, they didn't even talk to the Giants about Jameis Winston,
which is frustrating.
Russell Wilson, and I get like Wilson, like Browning played himself out of something. Winston was in Cleveland.
He
brings you vibes, and hell or high water, he's going to be at least fun for you.
I would love to see the Bengals have him.
But like he was there.
With Chase and Higgins. I know that's where it's disappointing.
Oh, wait, he was in Cleveland. But since he should have been calling on him. Because,
that's disappointing.
Again, that's a guy that sees that he has Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and goes, I don't care if they're triple covered.
I think that maybe those why they didn't. What am I saying with Browning? I think they got to a point they couldn't keep selling 2-3 picks a game. Winston, you're going to have the 4-touchdown perfection 1 week. The next week you're going to have 4 picks and he looks lost. I think they're sitting there going, How different is it compared to Browning? That might be the conversation.
Still
there.
Probably better though, because Jameis Winston was a starting quarterback for a decent amount of time in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Browning was always a backup.
Browning has always been, since he entered the league, a backup.
Yep. 803-0550, the number to call. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll start off this segment with John on the line. John, how are we doing today?
Yeah, this is John. Are you there?
Yep, we're here, John. What's going on?
Hey, I'd like to hear what your opinion is of Matt Milano. Should he be staying with the Bills, or should the Bills cut him and lose the mm-hmm. money and forget him?
Yeah, John, thanks for the call. They can't because of the dead cap hit. The thing is, though, they're probably just going to ride this out. He only really has 1 year left on his contract. I think they've worked it out where there's just an out after this year to cut bait and move on. That's probably what they're going to do, I think, at this rate.
It's a one-year deal.
It is just a fully one-year deal.
Yeah, it's a one-year deal, so you play it out to the end of the year, and it's a void year. Void year next year, or within the next 2 years on it. It effectively is a one-year extension that was worked out on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that those cap hits, it's a void year, though. So mm-hmm. you can actually just get out of this thing. The dead cap value, if you were to get rid of him now, though, you're losing money on it. And I just need to see where the penalty is.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On that would be, give me a second.
I still don't think they'd be able to afford it anyways.
Yeah, no. So what it is that if you tried to cut him now, that's 13 or yeah. 11 million, excuse me, that you'd have to deal with.
Not happening.
In the void years, you can get out of it.
Yeah.
So that's what they're there for.
It's a shame. It sounded so promising in the offseason, not even just the offseason, but specifically in training camp where he was looking good and he had a few pop plays in preseason where you're like, okay, like here we go. Like this, he might be back. The pec injury has not gone away from him. He cannot stay healthy. A lot of it is bad luck. Even hearing McDermott talk about it, like he seems somewhat dejected by it. Of just, yeah, no one does better to try to stay healthy. He just can't. It's a shame. I mean, like I talk about the talent issue the Bills have on defense. They have really been burned though in this run here of this total run by injuries, where they're all pro linebacker, arguably one of the best in football off ball linebackers. Massive injuries 2 years in a row. They're all pro corner. That was maybe on track for, you know, not a Hall of Fame career. I don't want to go that far.
But at least threatening one.
But threatening one with how early Trey White career, how the early success of Trey White's career was, two massive injuries in back-to-back years. And those were your high-end players. Like, that's the hits. Those are the guys where it's like, boom, there you go. They haven't really been able to replace them. I'd even say with Dorian Williams as well, like there was a good feeling about him in the offseason as well, leading the team in tackles, and you're in a good spot. And then this year, he has absolutely lost his spot already to Shaq Thompson, in part because Shaq Thompson's been playing well, but in equal parts because Dorian Williams has not been performing well at all.
He has been playing relatively poorly, and it's tough to see. Because start of the year, what was I saying? Linebackers are strength of this team.
Right.
Mm.
It's quickly not become
not
that.
Not quite.
And to be fair, it's the same with the corners due to the depth. You've lost so much of your corner depth already that we were talking about it with Sal. I don't ever think Trey White was really their plan A. But by week three of the preseason, he kind of became your plan A.
I would say both positions, though. You have a player that's got a massive extension that's not playing up to snuff either.
Terrell Bernard and then Christian Benford.
Correct. So there needs to be something where, yeah, my big guys still need to step up a little bit more because I know what they can do.
Yep. Let's go back to the phones. Jay is up next with us. Jay, how are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I have a question, guys. Mm-hmm. About the guys that's on the practice squad, mainly the veteran guys like Poirier Davis and Phillips. I was just wondering when would be the right time to pull those guys up. You know, I understand the insurance policy, but, you know, at the same time, should we be worried about them getting the call from another team? That's pretty much it. I just listen off air. Thanks for taking my call.
Jay, thanks for calling him in. I said this on the overtime show following the game against New England. I have no appetite for Jordan Poirier. I'm no disrespect to Jay or the caller on the overtime show either. I don't know how you can watch Trey White get burned as much as he has and then go, let's go put Jordan Poirier now in that defense as well. I think you're asking for a real problem there. And I do wonder how much of it just comes from the trust you had years in the past. I don't want to just say your love of nostalgia. That's not it. But just the trust you did build with those guys.
I will say it's also,
it's not there anymore.
You're also answering your own question a little bit about being worried if teams are going to sign them off the practice squad. They would have done it by now.
Well, at least with Poirier, because Gabe Davis is still on IR.
Yeah, Poirier,
just on the practice squad side of things.
Poirier, it answers itself. It would have been done by now. Is really how this goes.
He had to wait till basically the end of camp to basically, you know, not limp back, but.
But on a more legitimate side of this, he mentions Jordan Phillips. He has been called up once already. You have four call-ups through a season before you have to promote them onto the 53-man roster. Zion Logue has already been.
He's running through his.
He's already down three of his four. So they clearly seem to trust Zion Logue more than Jordan Phillips. But if there is another player out in either Oliver or TJ Sanders for this one, I would imagine either Fedarian Mathis or Jordan Phillips gets the call up because you need to be able to save Zion Logue for some point into the regular season. That's pretty much where we're at on where the D-tackle
Yeah, Gabe Davis, Gabe Davis, though, can be interesting when he's healthy, mainly due to the fact of their downfield passing game has not really been unlocked. And that was the one thing. I shouldn't say that. One of the two things. His sideline play was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But downfield passing, that's what he brought the Bills. And if he's all of a sudden your third, fourth receiver, and that's kind of all we need you to do, and against a specific matchup when he gets healthy, I could see a scenario, and not a bad one, where Davis is called up from the practice squad.
And we'll see what happens there. He has to be healthy in order for that. But, yeah, I don't it's a mixed bag there. It's all of what you brought up is situation-dependent, and some of those questions also have answered themselves. But I hope that we gave you the information that you need on the rest of them, though. So, again.
We'll see, though.
We'll see.
803-0550, the number to call. Got to take a quick timeout. Sabres Live coming up at noon. JD, we'll get to your call here after a quick timeout if you hang on. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.